This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The United States today is mourning the passing of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died yesterday at the age of 87 after a long battle with cancer. The second woman ever to serve on the 9-member court, Ginsburg was appointed by Democratic President Bill Clinton in 1993. She is remembered as a forceful advocate for women's rights and gender equality, a strong, reliable liberal voice on the nation's highest court. Chief Justice John Roberts called his colleague a jurist of historic stature, adding, quote, "Today we mourn, but with confidence that future generations will remember Ruth Bader Ginsburg as we knew her, a tireless and resolute champion of justice." Rising from a working-class family in New York City's borough of Brooklyn, Ginsburg overcame hostility toward women in the male-dominated legal profession to become something of a pop icon for American liberals. Her admirers simply called her RBG. Just 6 weeks before Election Day, the high court vacancy is certain to touch off a spirited political battle. Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell insists he will hold a vote on anyone President Donald Trump nominates, even if that is before the election. Mr. Trump called Ginsburg an amazing woman, but has so far said nothing about his plans for replacing her on the bench. Trump's November opponent, Democrat Joe Biden, says the next president must do the selecting. As he put it, the voters should pick the president, and the president should pick the justice for the Senate to consider. In the meantime, the court vacancy becomes another hot-button issue in Donald Trump's bid for a second term in the White House, with Democrats poised to make it tough for the president and his Republican Party to squeeze in a nomination and a Senate confirmation vote before November. The Trump administration says all United Nations sanctions on Iran must be restored today, but 13 of the 15 UN Security Council members, including longtime U.S. allies Germany, France, and Britain, say sanctions relief for Tehran will continue. Observers say it appears few countries are likely to reimpose sanctions, which were lifted under a 2015 deal between world powers and Iran. This is VOA News. A former senior British government health advisor said today the UK is likely to reintroduce some national coronavirus lockdown measures sooner rather than later. Yesterday, Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he did not want another lockdown, but that new restrictions may be needed because the country was facing a second wave of COVID-19. New cases have almost doubled to 6,000 a day as infection rates soar across parts of northern England and London. The UK has so far lost nearly 42,000 lives to the pandemic, with a case count of 388,000. The worldwide numbers from Johns Hopkins University, 30.5 million infections and 952,000 deaths. The United States is approaching another grim milestone, 200,000 lives lost to COVID, with 6.7 million cases. Israel is in the first full day of its second national lockdown. It began yesterday with the start of the Jewish high holiday season and is scheduled to last 3 weeks. A senior Iranian health official has declared a coronavirus red alert covering the entire country as daily deaths and cases increase at an alarming rate in Iran. The death toll rose by 144 to almost 24,000 yesterday, while the total number of identified cases spiked to 416,000. Tehran says in the hard-hit cities of Tabriz and Qom, the number of hospitalized patients has jumped from under 40 a day to 160. India's parliament session that began this week is likely to be cut short after 30 lawmakers were found infected with the coronavirus. This as the number of cases in the country rose to 5.3 million. Fatalities in the country, 85,600, third highest in the world behind only the United States and Brazil. The United Nations has agreed to step up monitoring of reported human rights abuses in Belarus. During a highly charged debate before the UN Human Rights Council, European ministers denounced the repression of demonstrations since the August 9th elections in the former Soviet Republic. Britain's envoy said the UK would support sanctions. Belarus says the Council's decision set a dangerous precedent. UN rights investigator Anaïs Marin says action is needed to prevent a major geopolitical rift. She said, "Let's not allow another Iron Curtain to descend on the European continent." Protesters rallied in Bangkok today for what organizers hope would be the biggest demonstration in years to demand the removal of a former junta leader and now a military-backed prime minister, Prayuth Chan-o-cha. Hundreds of protesters gathered under the light drizzle on Saturday around the campus of Thammasat University, long seen as a hotbed of opposition to the military and the royalist establishment. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.